In the State of the Union address, the President was very clear to the nation and very clear to all of us. He laid out a blueprint for an economy that is built to last. It's an economy that's built on American manufacturing, on American energy, and on skills for American workers. In that speech, the President laid out the fulfillment of the energy blueprint for America. It's an economy that is fueled by homegrown and alternative energy sources that will be designed and produced by American workers. Now, the commitment includes, for us, the safe and responsible production of our oil and natural gas resources. Today, we in the United States, in large part through the efforts of the Department of the Interior, are producing the highest level of oil and gas in 80 years in our country. And last year, we relied on less oil imported into this country than at any time in the past 16 years. In fact, the amount of oil that is now being imported into the United States is less than 50%, which is the first time in several decades that that happens. At the same time, the President was clear. We need an all-of-the-above strategy with respect to energy for the United States of America. And he directed us to move forward and to fulfill his vision for a clean energy future for America. The President said to us that the efforts that we have worked on for the last several years are the right efforts, and we need to continue to build on those efforts. During the past few years, renewable energy in the United States has nearly doubled. Let us keep that in mind. During the last few years, renewable energy in the United States has nearly doubled. In fact, in 2011, and we should all be very proud of this fact as we stand here in Maryland today, the United States reclaimed in 2011 the position as the world's leading investor in clean energy. We are no longer second to China, no longer second to Germany, no longer second to any other country. We are number one in those investments. And that's what brings us here today to announce additional steps that we're taking in our administrative authority at the Department of Interior under the President's direction to make sure that we do everything that we can to stand up renewable energy in the Atlantic. A little over a year ago, on November the 23rd, 2010, to be exact, I stood here with the great governor of Maryland, and I said that what we were doing was we were announcing a new chapter in our nation's renewable energy future. I want to thank the governor for, again, standing with me today and for announcing the announcement that we are making today. And let me, as I move into the written remarks, just underscore what the importance of this is. In the Mid-Atlantic, through the Smart from the Start process, what we have done is we have in four states, in Maryland, in Delaware, in Virginia, and in New Jersey, we've identified the wind energy areas which we have deconflicted so that we can move forward with rapid pace development in those areas. And today's announcement will underscore that the environmental assessments that have been conducted by the United States have found that there is no significant environmental impact from the development of wind energy in these wind energy zones. We would not have been able to have gotten to that point had it not been for the great work of the task forces and the leadership of the governors in each of those states. Now, we all know that the wind potential off the Atlantic coast is staggering. From time before I was Secretary of Interior in my time at the United States Senate working with the National Renewable Energy Lab, I remember that statistic so often coming from the laboratory scientists that we could produce, if we were smart about it, up to 1,000 gigawatts of power off the Atlantic. That's a lot of power. That's more than the entire nation's present electric generating capacity. President Obama believes that with the right investment and the right planning, Atlantic wind can help power cities from Baltimore to Boston to Savannah, creating tens of thousands of manufacturing and engineering jobs in the process. So our Smart from the Start initiative is well underway. We are identifying these priority areas up and down the Atlantic coast. These wind energy areas that we have identified along the Atlantic are places where high wind potential exists and where there is limited conflict with competing uses. We worked with the states and stakeholders to gather a wide range of information about these areas to complete environmental assessments that will shorten the time it takes to permit offshore wind projects. we look back and learn lessons from projects like the Cape Wind project and know that no developer should have to wait 9 or 10 years to basically get a lease for offshore wind development. There has been tremendous interest in the wind power development along the Atlantic coast. Many of those companies who are interested in offshore wind development are actually in the room here today. We've been working with our task forces to identify these appropriate areas for development. We now have 10 task forces in 10 of the Atlantic states that are actually working on these matters. So today, our announcement, we have completed the environmental review of potential impacts of leasing and site assessment activities offshore of Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and New Jersey, and that assessment has found no significant impact, meaning that we can move forward with offering leases in these wind energy areas in the mid-Atlantic. Today's announcement also clears a way to negotiate a non-competitive lease for the wind energy offshore area off Delaware, because there's only one company that has indicated an interest in developing an offshore wind facility off the coast of Delaware. We also, by moving forward with this process today, will be able to move into an auction process where we can then award leases off of the other states, including here in Maryland. Specifically for Maryland, the competitive interest that has already been shown demonstrates that there are a number of developers who are very interested in the wind potential off of offshore wind. And I think in large part that is a reflection on the leadership that Maryland has shown in terms of its recruitment and interest and seeing the real possibility of developing offshore wind off of Maryland. So there are a number of developers that are very interested in developing offshore wind here. Now our goal is to hold the auctions and actually to be able to issue these leases now in 2012. So this is not something that's going to be waiting around for multiple years. We'll have those leases issued by the end of 2012.